The largest city in western Massachusetts has put a law on the books that aims to curb wage theft in the construction industry. Under an ordinance given final approval by the Springfield City Council Monday night, companies that have been cited for wage theft would be barred from receiving municipal contracts for a period of 5 years. Firms hired for projects by the city would have to submit certified payroll records and daily work logs to an oversight committee to prove they are not cheating their employees. City Council President Marcus Williams congratulated his colleagues after the final approval, which was by unanimous vote.
Congratulations on this ordinance, which I think is a great step for the city of Springfield.
The ordinance was introduced in March by City Councilor Jesse Lederman.
The taxpayers of the city of Springfield deserve to know that nobody who is cheating or really committing a crime essentially against their workers is receiving tax dollars.
Companies that are found to be committing wage theft while working for the city would be subject to financial penalties and barred from bidding on future municipal contracts. The city already had on the books an ordinance allowing for the clawback of tax breaks given to developers if a contractor or subcontractor commits wage theft. Lederman said wage theft is more rampant than many people know.
Not hard to comprehend, and should be a fundamental understanding that, you know, men and women who head in, put their hours in, and do their jobs deserve to be paid what they are due.
It's estimated by trade unions that $700 million in wages are stolen from workers in Massachusetts each year by means such as misclassification of jobs, non-payment of overtime, uncounted work hours, and withholding of final paychecks. The lost tax withholdings are estimated at $13.5 million annually. Several local tradespeople spoke in support of the legislation during the public speak-out portion of the city council meeting. Samantha Clinton said the ordinance will protect working people from being ripped off.
Because people are losing money and they're not getting paid, it's just not right. And we want to make sure that those people get their money because, you know, you got families, you got kids, you know, how are your kids going to eat?
Charlie Payne, the business agent for Carpenters Union Local 336, praised the council for taking a progressive stand.
This is a very important ordinance, and I'd like to send a message to contractors. We don't want that to happen to our citizens, our people. And that's really what all these ordinances are about, people.
Similar laws are on the books in about 10 other Massachusetts municipalities, including Amherst, East Hampton, Northampton, and Worcester. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.